consumer protection system in Poland, which has two paths or two legs, the individual one and the collective one, for which the Office of Competition and Consumer Protection is responsible. We believe that close and constructive cooperation between actors on both sides is key to an effective and complementary system of consumer protection in our country. And we think that this system is quite effective in the result. In the individual system, there is a number of actors, as you saw, that can assist consumers in case of problems, that also undertake additional activities. And thanks to this existing division of tasks, we as the office and as the office responsible for collective consumer interests can concentrate our efforts and resources on fulfilling our mission, which is very complex and difficult as well. While we have the consumer ombudsman, organizations, ADR, and the European Consumer Center, who are dealing with individual cases. And this division of tasks is justified by both the resources and the roles of all actors, NGOs and other bodies on the individual path may not always have the resources to undertake investigations or engage in extensive litigations. And as a state authority, we have the mandate and the authority to do so and to also undertake investigations, request information for proceedings, make inspections, and impose fines. But on the other hand, consumer organizations are very close to consumers and they engage with them. They are really there on the ground. So they are able to conduct information and educational activities very effectively. They are very good in disseminating information and collecting information as well, which is why they're an important source of information for us. We also undertake consumer awareness raising activities and advocacy activities, but in many of them we cooperate with organizations because they are such great actors for this kind of work. And our mandate, on the other hand, helps us to tackle those infringements of systemic dimension. But we maintain the exchange of information with organizations and other actors, such as ombudsmen as well and ADR bodies, in order to have a better overview, even better overview than we collect ourselves, of the markets and consumer problems, which we take into account when we undertake our activities. However, this cooperation naturally is not without frictions. We often do not agree on priorities, which are most pressing, because of course every actor has their perspective, their view, and their understanding what kind of issues should be tackled first and how. And sometimes there is of course also the tendency to showcase one's independence via challenging the activities of the other. And consumer organizations have expectations of public authorities, rightly so, which frequently align with their priorities. We, however, frequently believe that having this broader outlook, collecting information on consumer infringements from a variety of sources with this global outlook on the entire country, we often choose to stand by our priorities and our approaches based on our own assessment. And when we do so, it never means that we do not take into consideration the opinions of the other actors, such as consumer organizations. And our activities are transparent. We always inform on our website of our investigations priorities, and we have public reports, activity reports. So we believe that divergent opinions and conflicts concerning prioritization or approaches are quite natural, and we should not be discouraged by them in cooperating. Instead, a respectful dialogue and understanding to each other's perspective and mission, and also each other's resources, can lead to constructive outcomes, or at least maintaining of this constructive relationship in sharing information. We are always open to hear other stakeholders, and we believe that even if we don't agree, it's very important to give that platform for hearing each other, to first of all collect that information and give recognition, due recognition to consumer organizations who also do very good work, and give them opportunity to also learn and understand our perspectives. Financing is a complex issue, and we understand, as Helena mentioned, the problems that consumer organizations are facing. In our experience, consumer groups that tend to rely on public subsidies only are very much like in competition, have much less incentive for getting, for being active and resourceful in looking for financing proactively. And this expectation of financing from public bodies can also lead to even more conflict. So the diversification of resources, funding sources, is very key here, and innovative sources of this. And we also see that newer consumer groups are actually trying to find new ways of getting resources. They frequently do not rely just on public subsidies, but also try to apply for grants where they conduct services or consulting. So we see that that's quite positive. Thank you very much.